So as you have probably seen up on the board, I'm going to be talking about how the devil wants to eat you alive. I'm going to pick on Logan here for a minute. I'm going to present to you a hypothetical story. So let's say Logan's walking home from school every day, and there's this blue house by his street, and it's got this mean old dog that barks at him, and he doesn't pay any attention. He's always dribbling his basketball, dribbling through his legs, being fancy, as most basketball players do nowadays. And he never pays any attention to the dog. He always focuses on dribbling the basketball or whatever. And one day, the dog's always building up. He's digging a hole under the fence to try to get to Logan. So with that being said, now one day he's still bouncing that basketball, and the dog finally gets loose. And Logan still at this point doesn't know that the dog's loose. He's just used to the dog barking. He's still bouncing the basketball. Well, finally, out of the corner of his eye, he sees the dog coming for him. And so he starts sprinting. And we're talking, he's sprinting faster than Zane can sprint. And we all know how fast Zane is. So he's sprinting, and he doesn't see the bump in the sidewalk, and he trips. So after that, he's scared enough. He doesn't pay any attention to that dog. He leaves the basketball, and he's running for his life. Well, the dog goes for the basketball. He doesn't go for Logan. He goes for the basketball. So in this story, the dog is representing Satan and what Satan is doing to come after you. Just like the basketball had Logan's attention and he was ignoring the dog, this can be represented in our lives, how sin can have our attention and we not have our attention on Satan and what he can do to us. So in this, I have one question for you. What is Satan taking from you today? You know, the young people, he could be taking your self-esteem. He could be taking your motivation to do well in school. He could be taking the respect that you should have for your elders or your parents. And he could be taking so many more things. This is just a couple of things that come to my mind. And adults, what has Satan robbed you of? Has he taken your peace of mind, your joy divine? Has he stripped you of your faith in God? And let me say this, if you have allowed Satan to take your faith, then you will be nothing. You feel like you're in a dark hole and you can't get back up. And with that, you feel like nothing is possible. But as we study here today, we're going to find that everything is possible with God on our side. So my first point is we're going to talk about faith. Faith is a thing that helps us to believe in things that seem impossible. So if you'd like to grab a Bible in front of you, and let's turn to Luke chapter 18 and verse 27. Luke chapter 18 and verse 27. Here it says, and he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. So a very simple passage here that we just read. The things that are impossible with men are possible with God. Now let's turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verses 13. It says, there hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. So this is a message for all of us, young and old. We're always going to have temptations in this world, as many of us have endured. But it says here that God's not going to tempt us more than we can bear. We'll always have a way to escape, and he's always going to help us in that. And you know, one thing, think about those temptations is, and all the temptations in the world, God, the devil is wanting to eat you alive, as we said. So now let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. It says, Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. So we live our lives, most of the time, living like there's no behind the scenes act. And here, just about a week ago, I had a big Esprit show, as some of you may have seen on Facebook. And you know, there, it's always flashy out. What the crowd sees, you think that's the whole show, but really, there's lights, there's sound text, there's a whole bunch of stuff that goes into the back. And you know, without any of that stuff, without sound, you can't hear anyone up on the stage, as such as this, where I'm at today. So there's always behind the scenes stuff that Satan is using to devour us. So how can we keep from being eaten alive from Satan? There are a few things that we can take from verse 8 in 1 Peter chapter 5 that will help us survive the attacks that Satan will take to us. The first thing is that we must be self-controlled and alert at all times. You know, in the Bible it says to be sober and vigilant. And you know, when you talk to someone, this verse is not, it's talking about being drunk. And when you're drunk, you're not really alert. You're kind of, I wouldn't even say standby. You're just, you don't really know what's going on. But it says to be sober and vigilant, so you know what's going on, and you know what to expect from the devil then. Having self-control is one thing, but we must also be alert at all times, and that is a whole other thing. And it's very tough at sometimes. You know, Logan's basketball distracted him a lot from that dog, and he didn't realize until he saw the dog coming after him, and he almost had him. So we too in our lives have things that can get to us like that, such as temptations in the world, and we need to do our best to be sober and vigilant and be alert to prevent those things from happening. So another thing that can be distracting, you know, young ladies in here today, is it that guy that calls you babe or another name? I don't even know what names that people call people now, but it flatters you so much that all you see is that. So in those situations, you need to be aware, not just in that, it's just, that's an example of what can happen. But the devil is doing that. He sees something that he likes, even if we are of God's people. And young men, we all have that love of money and flashy things, big, nice pickups. But you know, the world paints a picture of what the perfect man would be, and that's to have a lot of money, a lot of wealth, have the nicest things, you know, have the best gadget, the newest iPhone, the best shoes. And when Satan has distracted you, you lose self-control, and you're distracted by all these nice things, and you lose the attention that needs to be paid to God and studying His Word. You know, people hurt us and do bad things to us. You know, people can lie to you and you don't feel good about it. And even if you lie to someone else, you probably don't feel good about it if you're a good person. So we also have to fight in the spiritual fight and not in the physical fight. You know, the bottom line is we need to pray, and we need to pray a lot. We as Christians are wrapped up so many times in the worldly things, you know, the presidential election and all of the politics going on right now. We can be distracted and not pray near as much as we should, like God commands us to. So let's turn over to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. It says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Also in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and 17, it says to pray without ceasing. So here in these two verses, it is evidently very important to God that we pray to Him and let our requests be made known, and He will hear those prayers and He will help us and bless us. So now I'm going to kick things on over to the adult side of the spectrum. You know, we can say to our kids, not we, I guess I shouldn't say we, adults can say to their kids, you need to pray every night before you go to bed, or whatever time you may tell your kids to pray. But if you see them not praying, then you, as a kid, you think, well, if they're not doing it, why do I have to do it? And, you know, that goes on to the other side of the spectrum also is if they're saying you don't need to do this, but if you see your parents doing that, then you think, well, I might as well do it if they're doing it. It's all right if they're doing it. So being self-controlled and alert helps us keep from being eaten alive by the devil. So next we're going to find out, you know, who is the devil and what can we do to prevent the devil from eating us alive. And I believe that if we are legitimately going to try to prevent this from happening, then we're going to have to learn about the devil and learn his ways. So let's turn over to Ephesians chapter 6 and verses 11 through 15. Excuse me, 13. This is Tayton's favorite Bible verse. He reads it all the time. Ephesians chapter 6 and verses 11 through 13. Starting in verse 11, it says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against the flesh and the blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." So the devil is your enemy. He's not your friend. Not at all. And you know, sometimes we may think that, well, the world's not that bad. And the devil can make it seem like, you know, if you do this one time, well, you can repent of it after. But that's not ever the case. We need to be obedient to God and do his will. So, going back to the friend thing, if the devil was your friend, then why does he accuse you before God? Look at the character of Job. He was a righteous man to God and to themselves in the Bible. It says that God asked Satan, "Where did you come from?" And Satan said, "From roaming through the earth and going back and forth in it." Let me add a side note. Satan is the father of lies, but it is this one time that Satan told the truth. And we have some work to do. But then God asked Satan if he had considered his servant Job. Satan asked, "If you move your protection from around Job, make him curse you to your face." I believe that Satan tells God things like that to him to make us stop going to church or stop being obedient to God. And you know, when that happens and it works, then Satan just starts tempting us, and it starts a train. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger, the temptations will. We should keep in mind again that Satan is our enemy. He's not our friend in any aspect of our life. You know, as I said a minute ago, knowing the devil is very, very, very important if we're going to overcome him and overcome the temptations of him. This tells the verse that we read, it says that he's like a roaring lion. So we're going to look at some aspects or characteristics of a lion and how that pertains to the devil. You know, lions were viewed as the most ferocious and mighty beast in biblical times, and people started seeing them as enemies of God's people. But one characteristic is that they are hunters. You know, they creep up on you very, very quiet. I've never hunted a lion before, but they stalk up on you very quiet and they attack you, is what I've seen on TV and stuff. I assume that's true. But the devil is like a lion, and lions most likely hunt at night because they can't be seen before the attack. And the devil is very, very shady like this. You know, we as young people, when it seems like a person just wants to be friends, sometimes there's more to that story than we think. These are the nights of our life that Satan wants to attack because we are at our weakest whenever he has tempted us a lot. Lions also like to attack animals or humans if they're in that area. They like to attack the ones that are away from the pack or the ones that are weak. You know, Satan loves to attack the ones that are weak, you know, especially as new Christians. It's easy because we don't know the Bible and what God expects of us. He's more likely to attack the weak, but he does still attack the strong people. So let's turn over to Galatians chapter 6 and verse 2. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 2. It says, "Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." You know, another characteristic of the lion is that they are digitigrade walkers. In other words, they walk on their toes. Again, they're quiet and they're sneaky about it. Satan is the same way in the way he prowls around us, if you will, as he prowls around us on his tiptoes. So we can't hear him sneaking up on us, but he comes and sneakily attacks us. So notice in what I read here back in 1 Peter, it says, "To tempt us and do evil, not to make us do evil because the devil can't make us do anything. But when we mess up the mistakes and sin, the devil is happy." So if we are to avoid falling to temptation and be victorious over sin and avoid being eaten by the devil, we need to become more familiar with the characteristics of the devil, as we have spoken on some today. We know that he's sneaky, he's a liar, he's a tempter, and he twists the truth. Then he attacks our weakness and needs that he provokes and entices, that he's deceitful. You know, and all these things that we've talked about, there's so many more ways that the devil could tempt us or eat us alive, as we've talked about today. You know, if you don't remember anything else that I said today, remember that the devil wants to eat you alive. He wants to devour you. In other words, he wants to kill you. If you're a Christian, the devil can't destroy your soul or take your life, but he sees things that he likes and your weak spots, and he wants to attack those. He can't take away your self-confidence or your pride, but he can strongly weaken you in those areas. He can make you feel like you're not important. But if you avoid to being eaten alive by the devil and prevent him from taking good things out of your life, you must be self-controlled and alert, as we talked about earlier. Watch your back and watch others' backs too, you know. As a brotherhood, we're supposed to have each other's backs, bear you one another's burdens, and we're supposed to lean on each other as God commands. You must also know that who the devil really is. He's your enemy, and his plan is evil, and he is to take you out. And finally, we need to become familiar with how Satan works, as we talked about, and know how he likes to trick you, and know how he likes to attack you. Study his moves, and this will help you recognize every time. The devil wants to eat you alive, but I hope this message helps you survive.